The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 23rd chapter of Proverbs, we read, "My child, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways." Heavenly Father, we pray that we will open our eyes and ears to see about us those who are in need, and hear ways that we may help where we are most needed, and that we might find ways of supporting one another as we can. Help us, Lord, use our time and energy in the most effective ways from what we have learned of you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator on the 14th. Senator 14th is here. Senator from Jefferson. Senator from Jefferson is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 30th day, Monday, February 26, 2018.
Chairman Cole, what purpose you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Chairman Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, visiting here today from Grandview, Missouri, is Don Sutcliffe. Don is a teacher at Grandview High School. He is a part of MSTA, and there are many of them here today visiting, and I would like the body to make Don feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 7th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce some special guests from my district. Thank you. With us today, we have Tom Rankin, friend of mine from Poplar Bluff for many years. Next to him is Hardy Billington, who today filed for candidacy for Speaker Todd Richardson's seat from Poplar Bluff. I would also like to introduce the daughter and her family of the former senator from the 25th district, my district, Bill Foster, and Carmen Carson, her husband Brandon, along with their children, Camille and Keaton. And I would like to make them honorary page of the day with compensation paid by their grandpa, Foster. Also, along with the Carsons, is their friend, Tyler Loppy from Cape Girardeau, the constituent of the senator from Cape.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator Butler to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, seated on your left and my right, as three very special guests at Journey to Death the Capitol Day, I have Teresa Price, Melissa Williams, and Deborah P. They're up here with Agape House doing a great thing, and would like the body to make them feel welcome, please.
Would the guests of the Senate from Webster please rise, and would the Senate please make them welcome to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests, Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of the special guest.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery today, we have with us the Gifted Association of Missouri. We have students and teachers as part of this program, and I would like for the Senate to make them feel welcome today.
Would the guest of the senator from St. Francis please rise, and would the members of the Senate chamber please make them welcome. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to request time for a point of personal privilege.
The Senate will come to order. The Senator from the 24th has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, today I wanted to introduce the chamber just briefly to Luke Hoyer. Luke was a 15-year-old who died, one of the victims of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High mass shooting. He was confirmed to have died on the third floor of the school by his family members. Imagine going back to that school and going up to the third floor and wondering about the terror that was going through Luke Hoyer's mind as he encountered the shooter. According to his family, what they said was, "This has devastated our family, and we're all in shock and disbelief. Our hearts are broken." Luke was a beautiful human being. He was greatly loved. His uncle, Tony Brownlee, wrote that on Facebook. And we also, in their misery, prayed for the other families whose loved ones were also murdered so cruelly. His aunt, according to the article in the Post-Dispatch, Mary Stroud Gibbs, also shared her pain. Our Luke was a precious child who just went to school yesterday. This was written on February 15th, who just went to school yesterday not knowing what was to come. Imagine, again, sending off your 15-year-old son in the morning, telling him goodbye as he rushed out the door, never to be able to speak to him again. So this is one more example of how gun violence has affected our nation. This young man in Florida, many young men, young women, older men and women throughout the nation and throughout our state due to gun violence. It's time that we think about some steps to reduce gun violence. And today, Mr. President, I ask if you would allow for a moment of silence to remember Luke Hoyer, age 15. From Florida.
The Senator from the 24th has asked for a moment of silence. Would all the senators in the chamber please rise in respect to a moment of silence? The Senate is on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1041, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to elected official communications.
Senator Buchanan, you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. That young man hopefully someday will know that he's just handled the only bill that I've introduced so far this year. So it's important to me. Mr. President, Missourians' faith in this government has been shaken, and if we are to regain their trust, we must allow them to see transparently who is pulling the levers of power in Jefferson City. Recent events illustrate clearly that secrecy can breed corruption. It can embolden one to cheat on his wife, or commit an assault, or sell out the people of Missouri to high-paying special interests and expect to get away with it. The bill I'm introducing today would address the problem of secrecy in campaign finance. This is the show-me state, and the people are demanding to be shown who is funding the careers of their politicians. For how else can they know what to expect of us, and how else can they find out if we're taking kickbacks? They need to know. I had this bill drafted by some of the best legal minds in the country, experts at the Campaign Legal Center, a fiercely nonpartisan organization run by Trevor Potter, former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Mr. Potter was appointed to the FEC by President George H.W. Bush and has been described by the American Bar Association Journal as hands down one of the top lawyers in the country on the delicate intersection of politics, law, and money. The Campaign Legal Center is recognized for its expertise in campaign finance, lobbying, and ethics laws. So you can rest assured this bill is carefully drafted and ready for passage. Increasingly, elected officials in Missouri are relying on nonprofit organizations to promote their official agendas and to attack their political opponents through public advertising. Often these nonprofit organizations are controlled by or closely connected to the same elected officials whose agendas they publicly support or oppose with extensive public advertising campaigns. Further, these same nonprofits are legally permitted to raise unlimited money from virtually any source, including corporations and special interests, many of whom are seeking tangible benefits from elected officials in our state. One famous example of such a nonprofit is, of course, A New Missouri, founded by Eric Greitens, our governor, who has now been indicted on felony charges. When Greitens was seeking the Republican nomination for governor last year, he claimed to support transparency in the funding of political campaigns. He said in one interview, "What I found is that the most important thing is that there's transparency around the money." Continuing, "I've been very proud to tell people I'm stepping forward and you can see every single one of our donors because we are proud of our donors and we are proud of the campaign that we are running." But Greitens has turned his back on transparency and now uses dark money to the full extent allowed by law. The nonprofit, A New Missouri, is one of the principal tools he uses to do this. A New Missouri is staffed by Greitens' closest associates, his campaign manager, his campaign's finance director, his sister-in-law. Though Greitens claims that he is not involved with the organization's day-to-day operations, its stated goal is to promote his agenda, and he was seen by reporters leaving the office of A New Missouri through a back alley door the day after this latest scandal broke, the same day he was reported to have been calling major donors to try and retain their support. Through A New Missouri and other such nonprofits, millions and millions of dollars flow into Missouri politics, dramatically influencing the politicians whose dollars are used to help or oppose, and Missourians currently have no idea where all that money comes from. Currently, the people of Missouri are left in the dark about the funding behind organizations affiliated with elected officials, as state law does not require these entities to reveal their donors to the public. This bill introduces sorely needed public disclosure requirements for nonprofit groups closely affiliated with elected officials in our state. The legislation is carefully tailored to reach only those groups over which elected officials or their staff or immediate family members exercise meaningful control, such as by creating the organization or by chairing its board of directors. Very clearly, this should address the concerns of the senator from the second in particular. Under the bill, if a nonprofit, quote, affiliated with an elected official, end quote, spends $10,000 or more annually on public communications featuring the elected official, then the nonprofit has to file a report once a year with the Elected Ethics Commission. On its yearly report, the nonprofit would have to disclose, among other information, its affiliation with the elected official, donors of $5,000 or more to the organization within the previous year, and payments made for public communications featuring the elected official. Importantly, this bill does not limit the amount of money that a nonprofit organization can raise, nor does it restrict elected officials' ability to become involved with nonprofit organizations doing work in their communities. This bill only requires that once a year, certain nonprofit organizations that are affiliated with elected state officials and spending significant sums on public communications featuring such officials file a report with the Missouri Ethics Commission. And any increased record keeping imposed by the legislation is minimal, as most nonprofits already must keep track of sources of donations of $5,000 or more for non-public filings made with the IRS. In summation, this important disclosure legislation places Missouri at the forefront of the national conversation around disclosure and signals the state's commitment to providing the public with information about elected officials and their close connections to organizations that publicly promote their political agendas. It's the only bill that I've filed. You can assume that this is a priority for me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate is on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1042, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to concession agreements entered into by political subdivisions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No further explanation is needed.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1043, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to the joint election of governor and lieutenant governor.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 35, introduced by Senator Searpoy, a joint resolution relating to elective state officers.
Senate is on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1044, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to school administrators.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1045, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to school employee retirement systems.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, and no explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Your doorman might notice that the speed in which these new pages work. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1046, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to child protection orders.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Please send your one bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1047, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to private college campus police.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Introduction. Senator from Boone, are you seeking recognition?
President.
Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
I rise to let everybody look at that cute kid. I have one bill that has been taken from me. No explanation needed.
Please send that bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1048, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to records maintained by public bodies.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection.
Thank you,
Senator,
Mr. President.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, sitting on the bench, is our physician of the day, Dr. Sam Page. Sam works with Western Anesthesiology Associates, but almost as importantly, he is a current president of the St. Louis County Council and a former member of the Missouri House of Representatives. So please join me in making the Honorable Sam Page feel welcome.
Senator, I might note that I actually served with Senator Page in the House of Representatives. So let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from the 24th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise? You may proceed.
Immediately after we break from here, small business and industry will be meeting in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. Senate on order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
President, no further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.